Melbourne will host the Africa Film Fest this weekend, showcasing films and documentaries from Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, Sudan, Algeria, and Guinea-Bissau. It's the first time the festival will be hosted outside Sydney. To chat more about the event, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with Africa Film Fest organiser Mumbi Hinga.
So Africa Film Fest Australia, we actually started in Sydney in 2024 and we ran that for 2 years. However, during that period of time, we've had a lot of audiences or people from other states, especially Melbourne, who have been reaching out to us to bring a version of the festival into Melbourne. And the thing is, there's no other Pan-African film festival in Australia at all. There is a South Africa Film Festival, which is only for South African films. And so the full 54 countries in Africa are not really represented on the screen. And it was very important for us, even though we are based in Sydney, to move on to Melbourne because, you know, there's a significant African population in Melbourne. And we feel like the art is very vibrant in Melbourne and the audience would resonate with the films and the festival in general and any programming that we have to offer. And really, Melbourne was a no-brainer for us to transition from Sydney to Melbourne.
Now, what are some of the films the African Film Fest will showcase this year?
So we've got 6 films that are showing in the program from Friday all the way on to Sunday. One of the films that's seeming really popular with the audience is called Fanon. For those who might not be familiar, France is based on Franz Fanon, who was a psychiatrist and a revolutionary thinker whose work examined things like colonialism, race, identity, and psychological liberation. And what makes this film powerful is that it doesn't just show the man behind the idea, it explores how colonial systems don't just control land, they shape the human mind. And audiences have responded to this strongly because it connects history to the present, like what's happening now around the world. So it's not only historical, but it's kind of urgent. And I think there's something empowering about seeing African intellectual thoughts centered on the big screen with real cinematic weight and seriousness. And one of the things it expands is the narrative beyond stereotypes. And another film maybe I can talk about is My Father's Shadow, which is our closing film. It's been very popular. My Father's Shadow brings the focus inwards because it's bringing us into the family space. So it's done by these two brothers who are based in the UK, but it was filmed in Nigeria. And it explores the emotional complexity between fathers and their children. So these two directors who in real life, their father died when they were very young, they've made this film based on memory, but also imagining what life would have been like with their dad.
Now, Mumbi, what is it about African films that will appeal to a Melbourne audience, or an Australian audience in this case, you think?
I think based on what we've seen in Sydney, and based on the ticket sales anyway, because they were very quick, some of the sessions to sell, is that the stories are very diverse. So there's no particular, when you look at the stories, there's no particular theme that we're going for. Even though they're African stories, they're very different. So this jungle life is talking about, you know, refugees. And so it could be people who are interested in humanitarian stories, for example, in human rights. We've got a beautiful film called Nawi from Kenya, which is based on true stories of children getting married. And so a story like this who will appeal to people who are interested in women empowerment, in human rights as well. We've got The Fisherman, which is our opening film. It's a funny, hilarious, award-winning story. So this is on a lighthearted note. And this is basically for cinema lovers who, you know, just want to come and watch something different. And what we've seen is even with the, you know, the bigger platforms, there is a thirst for diversity. People are looking for something different to watch.
Now, usually Africa has been stereotyped into several labels. You know that, okay, you know, Africa is just one country. It doesn't have more than 50 countries. Africa is the poorest continent in the world. So these are stereotypes. How are these films breaking these stereotypes, you think?
So the thing with film is almost everyone watches something. And so through film, it's a very powerful platform for many things, for getting to know each other, because sometimes we make assumptions because we don't know. And what we see with the films is it's an opportunity to educate, to get people to see, to not see Africa as a monolith. You would be surprised, or maybe not surprised, that people still think Africa is a country, right? Just starting from the basic to see, to understand that Africa is very different. It's got a bit of everything.
That was Africa Film Fest organiser Mumbi Hinga speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan. The festival kicks off this Friday, the 27th of March. And for more information, you can visit our website at thewire.org.au.